So as we've been reporting this week, Colombia is at the center of a crisis over its attack last Saturday on guerrilla groups hiding out beyond its borders in Ecuadorian territory. There's talk of armed conflict with neighboring Ecuador and Venezuela. This is just the latest tension in a country that hasn't known peace for more than 60 years. Violent clashes between guerrilla groups and paramilitary squads, the brutalities of the cocaine trade. It's all left the people of Colombia and the children caught in the crossfire. The 2004 watch list on children in armed conflict reports these disturbing numbers. Some 14,000 children recruited as child soldiers, 20 to 35,000 children forced into the sex trade, around 4,000 shot and killed every year. Eduardo Carrillo is a Colombian filmmaker who decided to give a voice to these often forgotten victims. Here's a clip from one of Carrillo's films of one boy describing in Spanish a hail of gunfire he witnessed during a helicopter attack on rebels.
Sí, y cuando vino el helicóptero y tiraba humo y después sonaba como tra ta 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 ta. Yo se veía toda pólvora, toda chévere. Y pero con un miedo.
I spoke to Eduardo Carrillo yesterday about his new animated documentary, Born Under Fire, a 3D computer animation of paintings and drawings by kids depicting their brutal realities. Born Under Fire is based on your 2003 short film, which was entitled Little Voices, which also uses animation of children's drawings. Eduardo, how did you first come across these drawings and what struck you about them?
I was working in London, working with children's drawings, doing animation. And then I decided to really work with Colombian children because I'm from Colombia.
So you were working specifically with children who had been displaced?
Yes.
In Colombia?
Yes, I work with children, really with children who had been displaced by the civil war in Colombia.
And there are, we dug up some numbers, there are apparently some 15 to 30,000 children who are living on the street.
Yeah.
How, what is life like for these kids?
I mean, it's very difficult because there are so many children, they just wander in the streets asking for a little bit of money or something like that.
When you watch your film, you see you've animated these children's drawings, and the drawings depict horrible things that have happened to them in their life, either family members being abducted or even killed, they themselves being kidnapped. One instance, a little boy giving essentially what is a recipe for how to make cocaine because he's worked in the cocoa fields.
Yeah, those children, you know, because they are peasants, sometimes the only opportunity is to grow cocaine, and they don't moralize that, you know, because it's the only thing that they can grow, and maybe it's the only thing that they can sell. They really live in a very poor conditions, you know.
You hear these kids talking about these very adult themes. I mean, even in some cases discussing how young women and girls around there were being raped. Why did you decide, or how did you decide that this was going to be a compelling storytelling mechanism to have these horrible experiences told through the voices and the pictures of children?
You see many news about Colombia and everything, but you never consider the point of view of the child. In Colombia, it's something weird because the people don't get affected if somebody gets killed, you know? And it's this kind of society that we are supporting in one way or another that the kids, they get used to this kind of violence. And this is what kind of society we are creating ourselves, because if we permit that these kids think that is natural, this kind of violence, what is going to happen in the future with this kind of society?
Mm-hmm. And you do hear in their children's voices a kind of detachment or a numbness when they're recounting some of these experiences.
Yeah, I mean, even that I am a Colombian and I know that it's a war, but when I take these interviews, they really strike me a lot because you say, oh, what is happening with our society that we really permit these things, and when they come to the big cities, they don't have any kind of help, you know?
So is that, if you were to articulate what the biggest lesson for you personally was in recounting these stories through these children's voices, is it that just, or realizing just how deeply this crisis and this war has affected the children of Colombia?
Yeah, the thing is that one child say that a very wise phrase that say, it doesn't matter who has the gun, it's a gun. And I'm afraid of this gun, if it's the right, of the left, of the center.
And this is, of course, Colombia is in the news now, right? This is a building crisis that is happening there. And so your film and this conversation is a reminder that this isn't something that happened in the past. This is something that's happening now.
Yeah, and it's happening for about 60 years of civil war.
At the end of your film, Eduardo, you take a bit of a turn, and instead of continuing to recount the horrible things that have happened to these kids, they instead talk about the future and their dreams for the future.
One of the great things about that I learned about these kids is that they still have a hope, you know? They want to be normal. They want to be a doctor. They want to be a lawyer. They want a normal life.
You've looked at so many of these children's pictures that they have drawn. Is there one, though, that really sticks in your mind as illustrating the crisis there and what these kids are going through?
I think one that I have a picture of a child whose cousin was killed, and the person who killed their cousin is smiling. And everybody's smiling.
Smiling.
Yeah. And it really struck me about that, even that it's a terrible thing. They have some childhood, you know. They didn't lose everything. They have just a little bit of hope.
Eduardo Carrillo, the director and producer of Born Under Fire, thank you so much, and best of luck with the film.
Thanks a lot, very much indeed.